You get a ring pop? Is that what that is?
What are you at, a rave?
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Five Idiots Talking Toys. I'm Shane and I'm here with Brandon, Christopher, Charles, and John for another Wednesday's Wins and Whiffs of the Week. Hi guys, how you doing today?
Oh, hey Shane, how are you?
Hey Shane.
Thanks for having me, Charles.
Thanks for having us, Shane.
You're welcome.
I don't know what's worse. You have Brandon shoveling pasta or Chris is eating a candy for a three-year-old.
Ring pop, okay? Ring pop.
Yeah, it's a ring pop. And then you're eating.
And you, what are you? You're shoveling saucer-sized chips in your face.
It's late July.
It's only April here, but it's late July on Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. So, what do we want to talk about tonight? Do we want to just jump right into the wins? Anything going on that we want to chit chat about? A lot of craziness in the groups lately. I'll tell you that. We don't have to go into it, but
I don't think we have enough time for that.
Yeah, we don't. But. Oh my goodness! If you're in the collector groups and on Facebook, I don't know. All I can suggest to you is maybe for the next couple weeks, keep your head down and
hang out with your family. One thing I will say is that I am so glad that our page is just a sales page and not a group page.
Amen to that.
We made the smartest decision by doing that, and I know we caught some grief from people, but it was the smartest thing we ever did.
There's
pros and cons. I mean, we're certainly all happy with how it is, but there are some really good people in our they're in a bunch of different groups, but they're on our page. They comment, they share via the comments. That's how they can communicate on the page. But we have some really good folks who would be making some awesome posts that we would all be enjoying. We'd be enjoying commenting on and having that back and forth. But, you know, there'll be somebody that comes along, one or two people that come along, you know, whether it's once a month, every other month, that will cause problems. And that makes it hard to balance.
Do it on some other group.
Yeah. So where's that ring pop?
I ate it.
That was whole, like a minute.
Three licks.
So I actually bite them off and then I just chew the candy. Do you really want like a 40-year-old man sit there like sucking on it?
Well, that's kind of what we're watching.
I bite
it
off.
Though.
I was trying to do it like, you know, smoothly.
All right, listen. Next time you ask us if we want a 40-year-old man sucking on a ring pop on our show, ask us before a 40-year-old man sucks on a ring pop on our show.
Or just don't ask at all. It sounds weird.
Says the man with fettuccine Alfredo dripping off of his lip.
Get out of here. You and your snow shovel over there.
I love how he's in the garage and he uses only tools to eat, you know, like it's just whatever's nearby. It's the best.
Pair of pliers.
Yeah. All right, guys, let's jump into the purpose of this episode to share our new collectibles with all the people who watch. Please go to 5idiotstalkingtoys.com. You can get all of our links there. Please subscribe, like, and comment below. We're going to start doing some giveaways, guys. I'm not necessarily announcing that now, but we're going to start doing some little giveaways for picking the best comment here and there in the future. So comment on the videos, let us know what you liked and what you didn't like, and we'll talk to you there. And maybe we'll surprise some people with some giveaways soon. Guys, let's jump in for the first win of the week. Brandon, I believe that means you are up first. What's your first win of the week? I guess we got to get you front and center. Oh, look at that. It worked.
I already know what it is.
What is it? No, aliens. It's not that one. It's a different one.
It's a vintage snow shovel.
Are you going to be? Oh, you'll be here for. Okay. I'm going to show you this one.
Aliens.
You said alien?
I did.
Okay.
Aliens. Yeah.
There it is.
Wait, is that
Hicks?
Oh, it's Hicks.
With a helmet and a comes with a shotgun.
Nice.
Nice.
But yep. Finally got Hicks.
That's awesome.
I just need Ripley and Newt, and I'll have this series complete. Minus, I don't really care about the alien figures too much because they're all the same thing. They're just different colors.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you look in the back, there's three different aliens figures, and once I have one, it's good enough. I don't need three that are different colors.
Yeah, but
I want to get the characters.
I would still
buying these at a flea market for $5. Could you please get all three of them?
$10.
Oh, you paid $10. Okay.
John, do you have these in your store or no?
No, I do not, because the resale value on those is $17.
Oh, gotcha.
Wholesale.
Well, that's the retail is original retail was $17.99, I think, at Target or wherever.
Yeah.
Whatever store. It's actually in really nice shape.
Yeah.
Got no creases or anything. So
I would love to have a whole section of reaction figures, but they're just people aren't going to pay $17 for it.
Yeah. Yep. Well, let me know, John. I know a guy that sells them for pretty cheap. So.
Oh, I definitely will then.
Yeah.
For sure.
Not the aliens. He's got a bunch of other ones, but aliens kind of hold their price around $10. No more.
Do they have a Ripley in the thing?
Not yet. They just have Ripley in a. What, their suspenders on?
Oh, not sure, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like,
kind of a stupid outfit to pick.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, that is stupid. The best.
I was hoping to find Ripley and Newt, but
the best two parts of that movie are, you know, the big actions. Well, yeah, but the big action sequence when the whole team goes in, you know, and they're using all the cameras, and there's the couple of folks that are sitting back. I forget who it is, like probably Ripley, and watching over the cameras. That whole sequence of like 25 minutes is awesome, and then like that final scene with Ripley in the mechanical suit is just, I don't know, I forget what year that came out, but I remember being pretty young seeing that the first time and being blown away by that whole scene. The whole construction robot thing was amazing.
84 or 86?
I was going to say 84.
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah, so I probably saw it when I was like 8 or 9 or 10. Maybe I'm making that up. Maybe I was more like 10 or something, 11, but it was awesome. I have to watch that again soon. I haven't seen it in a long time.
Yeah, I do appreciate the PMs I've been getting about people trying to help me find certain pieces, so keep them coming.
Cool.
Nice. So yeah, I mean, I'm fully invested in the Alien and Aliens line.
No, so yeah, it's great. It really is. It's so cool.
I just love those figures. It's refreshing to see something like that and be able, they're not really worth anything, so it's great. So you can play with them and not really worry about it. So
it's fun to get into something new too. I haven't done that in a while now, but
yeah,
you're probably having fun just not staring at the same old stuff over and over again too.
Yeah.
Does Ripley come with a cat?
That would be the first movie, and
oh, that's the first movie. Right. No,
okay. I don't think she came with a cat.
Hmm.
It would have been a good one though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to, I don't know, somebody raise your hand. Oh, there's Chris.
I just trying to move the show along.
Shane is on point with the cameras tonight.
Boom.
I was just going to say that my win is a collection that I had picked up this morning. It was a guy from Jersey, and he drove to my house, and we did it in the garage, and it was about 60 mocks.
Did it?
You did it in the garage.
You did it in the garage. Yes.
Whoa, did your wife know?
So my wife was there watching the
whole time. Was he gentle?
Very. Okay. This is a kid's show, right?
Well, did he speak gently to you?
Yeah. I just want to make sure. So we did the transaction in the garage, and it was like 60 mocks, and a bunch of them are definitely like nice ones, harder to find ones. A lot of common Jedi cards, but it was still a nice little collection to pick up and offer it on the page for Rogue Five members. So I'm very happy about that. And And it's free. That's the best part. It doesn't cost any money to join. So, Rogue Five Toys.
I'll put some pictures up on this episode.
Okay.
You're going to start. When are you going to start selling them?
Next week.
Okay. I'll put some pictures up on this episode.
So,
here, point your fingers to each corner, Chris. The photos are going to be there and there. There they are. Oh, look at that. Those look awesome. Yeah, you're going to definitely sell a lot of those.
Yeah.
This is like movie magic. I'm pretending.
Are the photos going to be in the Ziploc bags or no?
No. They'll be out.
Those are different photos.
It's like so mind-boggling because like I'll get a collection in and like it came in like 9 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, and then I had to do things with the kids, and then we had family over all day. I did a podcast earlier at 1. My family was here while I was doing it. Now I'm doing another podcast, and the amount of people that have like messaged me and said like, "Why are they in Ziploc bags?" This and that. And I'm like, guy. I just got them in 6 hours ago. Like I don't have them, the pictures done already and all this stuff laid out and everyone wants everything like right now. And I'm just like, you got to give me time. Like you guys know how it is with kids. Like you can only escape at certain times to actually have fun with your toys. Yeah. And even though this is my job, I still don't have time.
Did you learn a little lesson today with that?
What would that be?
like you know, I'm goading you, but I'm saying like, yeah, next time you probably won't throw that photo up, you know, Sunday morning when you have like a full day of stuff because people are gonna be bothering you all day long, right?
They do it every time, no matter what, you know, even no matter what collection I just want people to know like what's coming for the page.
Yeah,
it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm ready to sell it like tonight and tomorrow. I just want people to know like what's coming to the page, what to look forward to, and stuff like that. Because you know, as a collector, I would want to know what's coming to another page also.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it just dawned on me as I'm sitting here. I'm one of those 50. I just realized.
Yes, you are. Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, you are. Yeah. I mean, but that was like
not. Shane's like, why are they in Ziplocs? Are those mops? Are they
that wet? Was tonight because I wasn't home either during the day today.
Yeah, but, no. He wanted to know about a certain mock, and I'm just like, it came in this morning. I haven't looked at it since.
Well, you know what? The funny thing is, well, I'll tell you from. I mean, you're a collector too, so you know this side of the picture, but people do that not to be like shady and like jump the line or whatever. It's just that like I see you have a collection and I don't, you know, buy from you regularly, but if there's something I'm even interested in, I now know if I don't speak up and ask you, it'll get posted.
Oh yeah.
And I'll be like away from my computer for 17 minutes. And I'll be like, oh, okay, that's gone. I didn't even know, you know, and I can't remember the last time I bought something from you. We don't usually do that. But if there's something, I'm like, oh, look at that.
Rula gets mad all the time. Rula wants a picture of every single item.
Yeah.
I'll post something. He'll be like, you didn't tell me you had that. And I'm like, John, I can't tell everybody everything. Like,
Chris loves selling to strangers. He loves people he doesn't know. he does. I'm just making that up. All right. Very good. No, that's awesome for Rogue5Toys.com. We'll get you there. We love seeing collections come in and go up on the page. There's going to be a whole bunch of mocks. I think mocks are I don't want to say they're hot right now. I don't think that anything is super hot, but I feel like there's some more interest in mocks than a few months ago, than 3 or 4 months ago. But we talked about this before.
Everything goes in waves, man.
It could sell waves.
I was just gonna say the same thing. Everything goes in waves. So like mocks could have been slow 4 months ago. Now everyone wants mocks. Loose graded was so hot the last few months. Now people are giving away loose graded items. You can't even get rid of them. So it's
I have. You guys don't even know this, but I've bought a good handful of loose graded lately. Because the prices are down a little bit on them. People are, you know, just kind of changing their focuses, whatever they're doing. And I'm like, you know what? I would love to have these on my shelf. Will I have them on my shelf like 12 months from now? I don't know. I'm not going to be married to them necessarily, but these look awesome. They're nice grades. And so, yeah, so I have some stuff like that coming in, but I got to cool off though. I'm spending too much money on stuff. But I had to decide what's for sale and what's not. But that's awesome to see new stuff coming in for Rogue Five. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
All right, who's raising their hand next? I think I saw Charles's fingers move.
Why does Charles look like a male nurse?
Charles. I actually do see that.
So I got this. I just needed this one figure. Pre Vizsla.
Don't even know. Isn't it Paz Vizsla?
No. Pre Vizsla.
Pre Vizsla?
Pre Vizsla.
Yeah. Oh, so that's not the heavy Mando?
No.
Oh my gosh. Pre Vizsla.
Yeah.
Wait, is that his son?
What ship is that?
No.
That's a gauntlet, right?
I don't know. No. What does it say?
What is it?
Pre Vizsla's Mandalorian fighter.
Oh, Mandalorian fighter.
So,
I
needed the figure. He goes for about $175. So I got this whole thing for $175. So now you're going to laugh.
Okay.
Who does this look like? Long blonde hair. John knows.
I don't know.
Well, we're not going to name the person.
Yeah.
It's someone we know with long blonde hair.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know anybody.
I kind of see the resemblance.
Yeah.
Do you guys find this like weird / interesting? Like the toy line sometimes, Lego being the one this time, they come out with, you know, collectibles, toys, figures that the average person doesn't know. Like, I don't know that name. Who is that?
I don't even know the name either.
I really have no clue who he is, but he's like 175 with his helmet. So I got the whole. I got the whole set with, I think, two other figures, I think. Whatever's on the box. I got the whole thing. So instead of spending $175 on only him, I got the Death Watch and then Mandalorian, and I got Obi-Wan also. And I got the ship also.
So it came like complete, open but complete? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what series is that from? I mean, I know that the...
Clone Wars?
Is it Clone Wars?
Clone Wars. Yeah. I haven't watched that.
I don't know. Terrible
Star Wars fan.
It doesn't say a year.
I haven't watched it either.
So maybe that is a widely known character. And hey, I'm so just does an idiot.
That? I don't think so.
Does the helmet? Does the helmet fit over the hair? Or you got to take the hair off.
No, you have to take the hair off.
Brandon, you don't want him to have helmet hair.
Yeah, well,
no.
He's got a wig instead.
Helmet.
He has a dark saber, like a black saber.
Mm. Oh, that's cool.
I don't really know why or how, but.
Well, I'm a little disappointed that you don't know anything more than we do, and you just spent $175 on it.
I'm even more.
You just know what he's worth.
I'm even more disappointed that the darksaber is in his hand.
Oh, no.
With Lego, you can do that, Brandon. There's no pain.
Now it's only worth $125.
Yeah, but you're putting the stress on the hand. The hand's going to crack.
You know how many hands I have? I have hundreds of hands.
No, but that's a pre Vizsla hand.
Nah, it's the same thing. The set color.
I was curious about that. So it's actually not like the hand is not specific to him.
Yeah. So
unless
with
like
Lego,
painted for
with
him
like Lego,
yeah.
Hands are really cheap. And then if the legs aren't like printed, then they're really cheap.
Gotcha.
Like the accessory is really cheap. A jetpack's cheap. The cape, whatever they call this thing, this thing's really expensive.
Gotcha.
So certain things are really cheap and some are really expensive.
John, what is that called? That's not, he said, like I said, it's not a cape.
It's a pauldron.
Well, the pauldron is on the shoulder. Is that also called part of that, though?
Yeah, it's on the,
okay.
Yeah, it's on the shoulder.
That actually looks really cool, that cape with the insignia on it. All right. Well, pre Vizsla.
Pre Vizsla.
Are you going to get post Vizsla?
He's not for sale.
Yeah,
and we know we're not buying Paz Vizsla.
No, well, it's a collector's item now.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's see. It's me and John. John, what do you want? You want to go first or last?
Doesn't matter to me.
Okay. All right. You're going to go first.
Okay. Well, in my pursuit of, I got some news though. I've been reading some stuff on the Kenner Superpowers Collectors website or Facebook page that, that the fourth wave is already hitting shelves. So I'll be on the lookout for those, even though I'm not a big fan of the characters that are coming out, but I'm going to be on the lookout for those. But
so do you have all of them up to this point?
All of the new ones? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the variants with the holes in the cape and the not the holes in the cape.
I do not have the variants. I mean, I could probably go down to Walmart and pick up a new Batman and because they're warming the pegs. And that's what I'm afraid of. There's so many that are just hanging on pegs right now. I don't know when my local stores are going to be getting any new fourth wave in.
Well, are you opening them or are you keeping any of them sealed?
Oh, I'm opening them.
Oh, okay. So you don't care about peg warmers. I was going to say a lot of people, you know, get caught up about peg warmers. Like, oh, I shouldn't have bought it, you know, 2 months ago because now it's, you know, $5. Well, if you're an in-package collector, you can't do that because if they're swinging around in the pegs and every six-year-old is touching them, they're going to be a mess. Yeah. You know, so you do need to get them right away.
Yeah. The only reason I would get a new Batman and a new Superman is because they won't have holes in the capes.
Yeah.
That would be the only reason.
All right. Well, if anybody's watching here, can help John in that pursuit, please. We're going to put his phone number across the bottom of the screen. Yeah,
if anybody can sew up the cape,
I'll probably not be posting my phone number.
Right.
But in pursuit of the original Superpowers line from 1984 to 1986, I have a figure that was not released on the card. It was a mail away.
Mail away.
It was a mail away only.
Mail away. Mail away.
Rare.
Clark Kent.
Wow. Oh, wow.
I got a really good deal on Clark Kent from friend of the show, friend of the shop, friend of Rogue Five Toys, Mr. Mitch Whaley.
Wow.
Mr. Mitch Whaley. He posted, somebody said that they needed a Clark Kent. And, he said, hey, I have one, and said, you know, he has a couple of knuckle rubs, right? I don't know if you can see it. You can barely see it.
Yeah, you can barely.
There you go. Yeah.
A couple of knuckle rubs, and the guy's like, nah, bro, knuckle rubs not happening for me. And so I responded, I'll take him. And so he sold it to me for $15 less.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah. Very nice.
Steal.
But, so thanks, Mitch. His sprinting off to the presses, Action Works.
What's his middle name?
Franklin.
Clark
Franklin Kent.
Is that actually real?
I think his name is Jonathan Clark Kent, if I'm not mistaken. He's named for his dad, John
Jor-El.
No, his human dad.
Oh.
Jonathan Clark.
So, but his childhood friends call him Johnny. Is that right?
Well, no.
Here's Johnny.
False.
All right.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
One more down. Yeah, the mail away. I got the mail away figure.
Is that the only mail away there was?
No, Steppenwolf was a mail away, but he also came on the card.
Oh, okay.
The carded Steppenwolf is worth, if it's carded, is worth way more than a typical carded figure from that line. But typically, he's around $85 to $95.
Jesus!
In the mailer bag, he's
has to be a lot more than that.
Yeah, he's like $175, $225. In the baggie, and then if you have the whole box, of course, it's $400 or $500.
But well, if you get the sealed box, is it one of those deals where you have to X-ray it, or do you just know what it is?
Yeah, that I have no idea.
Okay.
On that, when it comes to that, I guess you'd have to X-ray it. I'm sure that. Well, this was about the same time as Star Wars was doing their Kenner was doing their mailaways for Star Wars, and they didn't have serial numbers for those, so I imagine they didn't have serial numbers for these. You're just gonna have to. Judged by the box size and all that.
I knew if I do it, Charles would do it.
I always do it.
Hey, all Charles, right. did you get the vitals on that guy that just came in?
Who what?
Did you get the bottles on that guy that just came in?
Who came in?
That's a Merce joke.
Oh my god.
You're a male nurse.
Terrible.
Hey, can you start that drip, please?
Start that drip.
So the nurse wears an Under Armour shirt.
You look like you're wearing scrubs and like a surgical cap.
You look like you're wearing scrubs
and a matching surgical cap.
Well, I bought this off of our merch shop. So if there's something wrong with this hat, it would be on John.
False.
No, it's just that you're wearing it backwards and it's a fitted cap.
Look, it looks.
Are you going to scrub in or not?
Brandon, would you like?
I'm going to scrub someone here. It's not going to feel good.
Brandon, would you let that man take your temperature?
I'll let anybody do it.
All right. Here's my win of the week. For any other focus collectors out there can relate to this. If you like collecting anything with your character on it, you know, whether it's oddballs or modern stuff, or, you know, you can only go so far with vintage Star Wars if you have a focus character. So if you find stuff, you know, like on eBay or whatever, you might just throw it on a watch list. You don't just buy everything right away. You know, you can only do so much. This is something that's been on my watch list for like 2 years, and it's always expensive. And I keep an eye out every now and then.
It's a USB.
It's not a USB.
Oh, God, please.
But I keep an eye out because I'm like, I'm not spending that on that. But, you know, I'll see if it, you know, a good deal pops up at one point. This is it's a Leia Bush, and inside there is the Han Solo and Carbonite. Now
Leia Bush.
Bounce.
Can you stick your finger in there? Oh, there
yeah, it's supposed to light up, but it's old enough that the batteries are shot. So I am going to open this. I just haven't done it yet, but I am going to open it, see if I can put new batteries in it, and probably display her outside of the box. But this is like a...
Are you going to open it?
It's like a 12. I guess it's a 12-inch figure or 11-inch figure, something like that. What? It's 2002, so it's now 21 years old.
I'm sure those batteries haven't corroded.
Yeah,
that's the Attack of the Clones line, right?
Yeah,
the line of toys. But I mean,
I'm going to say it's a Return of the Jedi.
It's not. Well, yeah, I don't know if it's. I don't know if it's around the same time as Attack of the Clones packaging.
Yeah, that's the Attack of the Clones.
It kind of looked.
Somebody came into the shop this weekend with a bunch. Okay. And asked me
Hasbro.
Yeah.
It's got the old Toys R Us sticker on it, which is always fun.
Nice.
Damn, $25.
It was $25 21 years ago.
I don't remember seeing a green Toys R Us sticker.
Yeah, it made me think that it was like a clearance sticker because the original orange sticker is underneath it.
Yeah, that's repo.
$24.98.
That's a repro sticker.
On clearance. Sticker.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't say clearance, but that's what it made me think of. I can see a little bit of the numbers underneath, and it looks like it's the same price. So, but any case, this is one of those things I was like, yeah, this would be cool, but I'm not paying, you know, $65 for it. That's ridiculous.
No.
And so I think I paid under 40, maybe like 35 and change or so, which I think is not bad for, you know, a larger size figure, and it comes with the carbonite. So that'll be fun to see if I can get that working.
So
that's the win of the week.
Someone bought that for $24.98. They paid tax, held it for 21 years and sold it on eBay.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny because all the time that I was watching this, I guess I never paid attention. I thought it was like, I don't know, like a six inch figure or something. And then it got here in the mail and I had no idea it was this big. Yeah, I didn't know it was a 12 inch figure. All right, guys, do we have any whiffs of the week?
I'm good.
Good.
I don't think I have any whiffs.
I don't think I do either.
Mm-mm.
All right. Well,
no.
We are we're full blown into spring here. Weather's getting nice. We've got a a convention that coming up. We have some fun stuff planned for the show. We have some other guests coming up soon. Do we have a guest this weekend, John?
Next weekend. So not this coming Sunday, but the next Sunday.
All right. Well, we'll tease it. Tune into the channel, 5idiotstalkingtoys.com. We'll get you to our YouTube page, and you can check there for the upcoming episodes as they're loaded up as premieres, and you'll see, you'll get a sneak preview of what the topics are and who the guests are. We also have a live episode just about once every month at this point, so keep an eye out for that. It's on YouTube exclusively, and we will see you next time on 5 Idiots Talking Toys. Ciao.
Thank you.
Brandon, are you okay?